So I've sorry. It's been 2 weeks. I missed last week. I'm sorry. It was Christmas. So I had a big blowout. I had all the family around, we made loads of food, ate too much of it. You know what it's like. I actually did record one last week. But it was too bleak, so I deleted it. So that's gone. If one day all of a sudden everyone comes back, guess that would just be, one of the lost tapes. Was the worst thing. I woke up on, like, literally Christmas Day, and someone else had listened to this podcast. I lost my shit. I lost my complete and utter shit. I just could not stop crying, like just gushing, just like, oh, it was so ugly. It didn't matter because someone else had listened to this. Someone was out there. I check every morning, the figures. And I had 11 listens, and that was the 11th recording, so that was impossible, right? Like, someone had listened to one of the other ones. I just couldn't stop. I was screaming, basically. I just like good screaming, joy. It's just with joy screaming. Like they could be anywhere, right? I get that, but they were a person. A living person. We may never actually be able to meet, but we could maybe chat face to face, screen to screen, share stories about all this, just be there for each other. Maybe they could start a podcast about what they're up to. We could be each other's fans until death, It would mean that other people could be alive too. There'd be a pattern. Somehow, we could spend the rest of our lives figuring out what happened to everyone else's. It would have been enough, I think. A reason, Except it isn't, is it? Because actually, what happened is the night before, I had listened to it on a different phone. I was the other listener. And it's funny. It's fucking funny, isn't it? Also, just the worst. Searched for it on Mayo guy's phone. The guy from upstairs, just to see if it was available. Just to see if you could see it on the internet, on someone else's phone, just to sort of kind of believe I was doing it. I don't know. And it was there, so I clicked on it. Heard me read the coordinates and thought, great, it exists, it's happening, someone will find me. I didn't think to check the numbers, and then I forgot, obviously, the next morning. Genuinely thought it was a Christmas miracle. Sure, I've been into a lot of self-delusion these past months, but I wouldn't go that far, it's just really cruel. That's just cruel. That sent me so far west for ages. I couldn't. I just didn't move for a while. It was worse than the first time. I guess the novelty's worn off. I threw the sofa off the balcony. I tipped. It was a lot less dramatic than I'd hoped, but it smashed pretty well. You know, I watched it fall. Thought about following it. I won't lie to you. /me. I guess this is just what I get for seeing the other people's stuff. But then again, I have already suffered a fucking enough, you know? Anyway, there's more space in the living room now to spread out my stacks of minestrone. Enough room to keep my beans and pulses separate from that for my soups and tinned meats, you know, every cloud. Also, here's something else that sounds made up but isn't. The next day, I went to see what the inside of the sofa was made of, because I had long suspected it was some form of concrete, but it's actually metal. It was a sofa bed all along. We could have had friends stay around, you know, when I had friends. Alive friends, anyway. Anyway, that's not the weird bit. The sofa had smashed and sort of burst all over the street, and so I followed the pieces like some sort of furniture autopsy, and then came to these like electric bikes for hire. I just had no idea they existed. I've lived here for a whole year and have been traipsing all over the city looking for survivors on my shit, slow feet, whilst these have been sitting here just waiting to be ridden. So I was on a roll with stealing people's stuff at the time, and I hired one with this woman's phone that's linked up to her card. Sorry. Which I think I also have a card in this drawer, actually. Sorry, Eloise. But thank you for the bike. I'm like just the most despicable tidy fraudster you ever did meet. So yes, so suddenly I had this bike, and I basically just rode off into the sunset forever, apart from it was the morning and just for a while. New lease of life stuff, you know. It's silly that I hadn't thought of bikes before, but I guess that's just what the city does to you, you know, that's what my friends complained of anyway, that I'd never leave the centre after moving here, you know, like everyone had to come to me. Well, I did. I cycled for hours, not really sure what I was doing, but also, you know, sort of an idea was brewing. Because I need a van. Needed a van, basically. Something big enough to transport me and all the food and stuff if I'm going to leave fucking Grief Tower. And that's what I think I've decided, after I thought someone had listened, after I chucked the sofa, tipped the sofa off the balcony. Now, I think I need drive, you know? I mean, yeah, and I need something to drive. And I can't... Yeah, but basically, what I'm saying is, I found a van, and I need help. And this feels is weird, this feels like I'm breaking up with you. But you don't exist, right? So why am I sweating? Who am I breaking up with? So yeah, this stuff like this, that says I need out, right? I need to move on, I need to check other places, I guess, search for people, I don't know, signs of what happened. Maybe just keep moving, new places, see stuff, you know? So, yeah, sorry, I guess. All of that was just a really long way of saying I've had enough. I've had enough. I found a van, and I'm going to leave. Ironically, it looks like I will be leaving at the end of my tenancy. It's a it's a soft drinks van. It was unloading at a pub. So I found it unlocked and the guy by the back door with the keys. And that is exactly what I wanted when I said about not knowing whose car is whose. You know, he was wearing matching uniform and he was lying on top of a box of Schweppes. So, you know, two and two together. Since I found it, I've been cycling up there every day and sort of practicing driving. I can't risk breaking it, so I need to be careful before taking it over here. You know, I've almost passed my reduced rules driving test. So far, I have mastered the key skills of turning it on, moving forward, gears 1 and 2, and stopping. This week, I'll work on turning, gear 3, and maybe reversing, which I think could be quite hard in a van. And I'm scared of the reversing, if I'm honest, but you know, although there's no real harm I can cause, I guess. I mean, shit, I'd love to run someone over, you know? Like, as in, I'd love there to be someone to run over, not fatally, just a bump and a, oh my god, yeah, another human being left on this earth, and I've almost killed you in my van. Oh, what are the chances? Should we be friends forever? It doesn't have a fridge inside. Annoyingly, I don't know if I just hoped there would be such a thing as a van with a fridge. I guess what I'm actually after is a camper van. Maybe I would upgrade. It all seems a bit cliche, though, like something everyone else would do in their ends of their worlds. I feel the need to say sorry to you for this. Maybe sorry that I'm giving up on you, on the idea of you. The idea that you're on your way to 53.4782 degrees north, 2.2473 degrees west. You know, to find me here. But I think I could maybe keep doing these updates. You know, maybe find a new spot to settle in. It's all just... It's just a bit too easy here. And I'm surrounded by death and the memory of this place when it was living. This area. You know, like it was so busy. It was so annoying. You'd call it vibrant, bustling or whatever. It was just fucking busy. Sometimes you had to queue to go to Tesco. I'd fucking kill for a queue. I think there could be less lonely places for me to be doing this in, you know, not a city. Without all the people here, it's just not natural, is it? This week I'll get the van over and I can sort of talk you through it and stuff, you know, show you around. You know, like, welcome to my crib, stuff like that. I feel like this is such a cliche. This needing to move on in a doomsday narrative, you know, it's all been done before. But it's all about purpose, I think, isn't it? Like, why do you bother? Why get up? Why go to work? Why? And it always was. But if I just stay here and wait for the end, I think I'll run out of answers to that question really quickly. So yeah, I'll see you then. Happy New Year.